There's optimism. Trade negotiations are going in the right direction. That's good news for prospects of a deal with the European Union, as well as trans-Pacific partnerships. Ambassador João Valle de Almeida, head of the delegation of the EU to the U.S., says trade is needed to maximize gains in the world economy and to enhance further growth. He says the transatlantic trade and investment partnership is the mother of all free trade agreements and a game changer for bilateral relations between both sides of the Atlantic. He expects negotiations in round four of the talks to get underway soon. He hopes to bring tariffs closer to zero and to remove behind-the-border barriers that can also serve as a form of tariff. Looking ahead, well, as everybody does this time of year, American Farm Bureau Federation Chief Economist Bob Young sees some red flags in the farm economy.
Obviously, we've started this year with commodity prices much lower than they were in January 2013. Folks are going to be hard-pressed to price their 2014 crop at anywhere near the level they were able to price that 2013 crop. And I think that's going to raise some real challenges for some folks. I think we're going to have, the kind of numbers that everybody's talking about, $4 corn, $11 beans, $7 wheat, and then everything else kind of adjusted to that, I think is it's a much different position than we were 12 months ago.
Young says farmers have to adjust costs in the current environment.
Probably the one that is going to be the hardest to adjust, but probably the one that's going to be the most important for us to adjust is going to be those rental rates on that dirt I don't think we're going to be able to pay the same kind of rental rates that we've been paying if we are going to talk about those kind of numbers on those commodities.
Economist Bob Young, he's at AFBF's national meeting this week in San Antonio. The 2014 Great Lakes Regional Dairy Conference, set for February 6th through the 8th at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, Mount Pleasant. Labor finance, healthcare, crisis planning, risk management, they're some of the topics on the agenda. glrdc.msu.edu has a full listing of what's coming up those days. Well, top House Ag Democrat Colin Peterson, embroiled in a farm bill dairy spat with the Speaker of the House, says, well, it's not dairy, but payment limits that are holding up the farm bill.
The Grassley actively engaged payment limit language. That's keeping us from having being able to write the final language to close out the bill.
And Senator Chuck Grassley was irritated by that claim.
The claim was that my provisions could derail the whole farm bill. Now, you can obviously know that I'm a loss on how language that is supported by the vast majorities of both the House and Senate could somehow even be a point of discussion in a conference, let alone this accusation that it could take down the whole bill.
But both men have as much as admitted the other's issue is a serious impediment.